In the news update for your health and mental health this afternoon, dealing with the subject matter of egotism. And we'll also talk about some other things. I don't know if we'll be on here for a whole hour today, but we will be discussing and taking a look at some things and investigating a few things. You know, how can we become better Christians? A lot of times we get so involved with our jobs and our pursuit for our own happiness, and that we're trying to provide for ourselves and everyone else, like our loved ones and our families, but we often fail to look about what is so important, like the time of actually being there. And yeah, one could argue and say, well, I am there, I'm providing for you. You know, in a heated argument, they could say that, because they are, but they're not really physically there. They may provide financial needs and materialistic needs, and they might provide support when it's needed, but you need to physically be there, whether you're a husband or whether you're a wife, you know, whether you're an aunt or an uncle or a mother or a father or a grandmother or a grandfather, and children as well need to be there as well, teenagers. You know, everybody needs to be there physically, because money, like I say, you know, a lot of times when people have money and they're really rich and they have so much money, they don't know what to do with it all. A lot of times when the problem arises, what do? They often what? Throw money at it, but the problem never really goes away. And I've said this before in other podcasts. You know, when there's a problem in your family or in your church, you need to sit down, take a breath, and if it needs to be, swallow your ego and pride and stop blaming other people and take responsibility and take it. If you did something, you had fault in it, you need to admit to it promptly. And like we say in Celebrate Recovery and in AA. Sorry, it's only two A's in AA. But you need to promptly admit to it, okay? Because that's what Jesus would tell you to do. Promptly admit to it. Take responsibility. Owning up to what you did. Own up to what you didn't do. And this is a point sometimes when families come to you and say, you're never there for us. You know, we have all these things going on, you know. Tammy's got ballerina practice, you know. You know, Tony's got soccer practice, you know. If you're never there, you never come to the meetings, you're never there. And, of course, what does the husband do? Well, I'm always, shoots right back. Oh, I'm always working, trying to provide for you. Trying to get what I need for you, to give you what you need, to have the best stuff. But it's not always about the best stuff. Sometimes you got to stop and take some time and maybe give up on some stuff. Because you still have plenty of good stuff. And you've been blessed. So you don't need to overwork yourself to the point to where you put yourself in the grave prematurely. A lot of people, because of their ego, and I find this to be true, not to pick on doctors and lawyers, but it's always those type of people that have those type of career profiles or paths that always seem to be the people that end up dying prematurely because they overwork themselves literally to death. And it's because they ignore their family, and they ignore their marriage, and because they're so busy trying to do the best to provide the best for everybody in it. And really, it doesn't have nothing to do when it comes down to it, because all, you know, if you're not alive when you get older, you're not alive to enjoy it yourself when you retire, because you're already dead in the ground. All that work you did really didn't mean anything, because you didn't have no time for your family, because your ego got in the way, or because you thought you had to do some kind of standard or some kind of guidelines that you made up that you had to do to overwork yourself to the point to where it really put you in the ground, physically, in the grave too early. And that's what's happening to a lot of lawyers and judges, and because judges were once all lawyers, right? And doctors. You know, all doctors, judges, and lawyers are all in this same boat. And a lot of them die. Most of them, when I look at obituaries, a lot of them have died prematurely. What did it? The work. All the work they did, they didn't have no time with the family. You know, I remember in psychology, when I took it, taking it under Christian psychology, it always meant, you know, the phrase always says family means everything, and it really literally does. Because family is what reminds us of the things that we often miss when we get busy, or we get our egos get out of check. And it gets too We get too involved with our work and our career profile and doing what we need to do to accomplish there that we neglect often our family members at home, and even church family members as well. And so that's, you know, that could be really, that can take a toll on someone, on everyone, and it often does when we do this. That's why there has to be balance. That's why I always say you need to have balance between work and home. Whatever happens at work, don't bring it at home. Whatever's in the home, at home, happening in the home, don't bring it to work. Keep it balanced. It's separate, but it's still, you need to keep it balanced. So you need to work. Also, you can take from this what it means by balance also, expound on a little bit more. Balancing is by juggling your work where you can work, where it's reasonable, where you're not working all this overtime, where you're sacrificing your love, your nurturing in relationship with your wife or spouse, or if it's the other way around, a husband, that's why I'll say spouse there, or your children's relationship, for all just so you can have the finest things in life that you won't be able to enjoy if you're dead and you're in the ground, because you're doing that for you too. But a lot of times people that are in these types of careers don't enjoy it because they're already dead, so they won't ever be able to enjoy the things that they acquired for them and for their children and for their wife, you know, or husband, and it's the other way around, because they're too busy trying to be an executive or CEO or CFO of a company or corporation. And they put their career first before their personal life. And you need to have balance between your personal life and your career. Because you can have both, but you got to have balance. You know, it has to be, has to even out on the legal scale. It has to be even on both sides. Otherwise, if it's not, one's going to pull on the other, and you're going to end up burning yourself out. You're going to end up driving yourself literally into mental illness, to a mental breakdown, and ultimately to death physically. Physically expiring from your body that you're in right now. And often this is the case with most people. When I look at a lot of death and obituaries, stress was the main culprit. Not doing enough was the second culprit. Egotism, their ego is what killed them. And a lot of times ego is what kills a lot of people. You know, they put their ego over knowledge and common sense. So often people will try to be this big heroic guy or girl trying to put the point across, but it ends up getting them killed because they didn't think it all the way through. Well, that's what a lot of people do when they have an ego problem. So if you are egotistical this morning or tonight, you need to reevaluate. Take some time off from your job and spend it with your family. Be productive. Get your family. Rebuild and rekindle those connections you lost because of you putting your work or your job first. Try to make more time. This is some good strategies to follow to rebuild that relationship or that family connection or foundation that you once used to have that you don't have. It's never too late. It's just if we keep going the same place, it will be to the point. That's why in a lot of marriages that are like this end up in divorce, because nobody talks to one another. Nobody communicates to each other. Nobody has that conversation, you know, like, you know, Tom, this is bothering me. You know, Beth Ann, this is bothering me. You know, we need to talk about this. You know, we need to sit down and discuss things out peaceably and like adults and just try to work through these things so we can have balance and be able to do these, be able to juggle work and career, work or career or home life or family life together so they can coexist together. Because again, with proper management and some of the ways I told you were some of the ones I told you a few minutes ago, how to do it is, stop, maybe give some of the responsibility that you're doing to other cohorts, like other coworkers that you serve on your team at the hospital. You know, maybe give some of the work to other new intern lawyers coming in or other seasoned lawyers too, so you can free up your schedule so you can take time. Because your family, as I started off with this podcast, should mean everything to you. And you don't want to miss out on all those special moments, like when you know, Sally graduates from high school and she receives her diploma, or when she goes to college, you need to be there as a father or a mother, okay? Because those are very important things. Or when they graduate from high school, you need to be there for that. That's a big thing, you know. Or like when they get married, you need to make time and take time to be there for the wedding, you know, because your job will still be there. And the work will still get done. But you need to take time to make time. Because you're going to end up killing yourself. physically, literally, if you don't. And a lot of times, you know, your wife will be the first thing, the one that's closest to you, loves you more than anything. If it's a husband or wife, your spouse will come to you and say, look, this is not working out. You're not here. You're not helping out. You're never home. I know you're working for us, but it's not enough because you need to be here with these children. I need you here. I need your love. I need your companionship. I need your commitment in this relationship. You're always working, and yes, you're provided, but you're never here. See, that's the first thing that's going to come to you is always the one you love the most. They're going to be the one that comes to you with some kind of argument similar to that. You know, because you're not home. That's the first sign of the alarm going off, okay? Then other people will come to you, too, and say that, like your children. Daddy, you're never here. How come you're supposed to take me to the soccer game last week and you weren't even here? Oh, I had to work. I'm sorry. But see, all that, you say that a lot, but after a while, child, they get mad. They don't care about those excuses anymore. Because to them, that's what they are. And yeah, you have a work job. You have work, but you have a commitment with your child, your son or daughter. That should be just as important as your daily life and all. Because, you know, a lot of times you have everything you need. You bought all the best things for your children and for your wife and, you know, and for your sons and daughters. You have all that stuff. You don't need any more stuff. It's just that sometimes when we get in that mentality, we feel like we got to keep working and working and working until we work ourselves literally into the ground. You know, literally dead to death. And that's what a lot of people do. And that's not what God wants us to do. God wants us to have balance so you can have a good family life and have a good career. You can balance the two, not juggle the two. That's different. I said balance the two. Okay? Balance should be in everything in your life because that's how everything falls into place. That's what the Bible's saying. You know, like if you put your trust in Jesus, then everything else will fall into place like the way it should. So I hope this helps some people out there on this Sunday afternoon edition, Mental Health News Update. Be careful. Take time for your family. Don't put your ego, don't put your life or make your ego put yourself in jeopardy because of the foolish choices and decisions you make. But when your wife comes to you or your husband comes to you or your children come to you, that means you need to look at what's going on in your life because that's usually God's way of telling you you need to re-examine what you're doing because you're working too hard. Your ego is not thinking clearly. And common sense often with ego, when people have egotism problems, goes out the window often. And they don't think logically or practically. And they often only see what they're doing, but they don't see the needs that where they really need it more to be with their family. And that's where you should be, you know, because they're being neglected because you're out here trying to save the world or provide for your family, you know, and you've already done that. So now you need to be home more. So you might have to give up some of those things and pass it on to other new associates or maybe other senior associates so you can lighten the load a little bit so you can have some more time for your family. It doesn't mean you have to give it up altogether. This means you need to cut back a little bit so you can still enjoy some of the special moments that come up because they only happen once in a lifetime. The ones I mentioned a little bit ago, graduations, college graduations, you know, sports events, award ceremonies, those things only happen once in a lifetime. And those are very important. That's where you need to be at those things with your children. Don't let your ego get in the way and cause you to have a divorce. Don't do that. But listen to the warning signs. Everybody, I love you. That's the only reason why I do these things. Take care. Stop and make the time. Take the time, reevaluate your work so you can have that time, that precious time that's so much needed for young kids, especially adolescent teenagers in your life and the ones going to college. They need you. Make the time to take the time so you can have the time to be there when you need to be there at those special events. All right, everybody, in order so your life will be more blessed and so that you'll have a good relationship with your children and with your spouse. All right, everybody, I love you. Take care, and I hope this helps somebody. God bless you, like I said a little bit ago. It's the only reason why I do this.